Hi, I'm Steve Hoy, and I'd like to invite you to join me and my psychedelic sidekick, Dr. Gonzo, on a musical exploration here on, and this one's introduced by, on community radio station 3CR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gonzo, and this one's introduced by is a 60-minute program where we listen to tracks from an album introduced by the artist who made the album. Thanks for listening, and this one's introduced by As We All Drift, some calmly, some kicking and screaming towards the inevitable. Death, heaven, hell, Nirvana, Moksha, Elysium, Janna, or whatever version of the afterlife you believe in, something strange happens to us. Some people find a little wisdom along the way, maybe even a little empathy. Others, gripped by the fear of their own mortality, tend to shut down emotionally, spiritually, creatively. Now, why am I getting all philosophical on you? Well, it's because of this week's guest, Steve Hoy, a soft-spoken, incredibly talented and genuinely humble man with a lot to say about life, music, and what it means to keep doing what you love. A recent acquaintance, someone I'd barely just met, told me Steve Hoy was not only a brilliant musician, but also funny and kind. It stuck with me. You don't hear that often enough. Do you need to know that? Maybe not. But why not? Because here's the thing. Pop stars often get treated like gods, untouchable, elevated by fans, praised by critics, molded by record companies to sell an image. And maybe once upon a time, Steve Hoy could have been one of them. Back in 1985, Joe Camilleri spotted Steve's talent and signed him to his spirit label. The Anticipation album came next, produced by Camilleri and recorded with Ross Hannaford, Wayne Duncan and Gary Young. That's basically Daddy Cool without the name. The reviews were good. The big break, still just out of reach. But Steve didn't stop. There was interest from Jerry Moss, the M in A&M Records. He toured with Camilleri's Black Sorrows, with Warren Zevon, with Tori Amos. Zevon even offered to produce an album if the chance came up. Fast forward to nearly 40 years and Steve Hoy is still at it, still playing music, still up on stage with friends, many of them some of the best musicians in Australia, including Indigenous artists in Northern Illawarra. He's not a pop star, but he is the real deal. A gifted guitarist, a thoughtful songwriter, a kind soul with a great sense of humour. And I'm lucky to have him on the show. Steve Hoy joins Dr. Gonzo to present a 13-song retrospective on And This One's Introduced By on 3CR.
Hi, I'm Steve Hoy and I'm here talking about a bunch of tunes that I've selected as some kind of representation of what I did and do from a bunch of records from a long time ago and some stuff that is only recently recorded. For me, recently is 5 years. The first track I've got is a song called Your Heart on My Sleeve, which was a single from the first album I did, which was released on Joe Camilleri's Spirit label back in 1985, I think. And it was my baptism of fire because my backing band was Daddy Cool, apart from my friend Ross Wilson, who we ended up writing songs and playing together years later. But the band was Gary Young, Wayne Duncan and Ross Hannaford. And Joe produced it and played some saxophone and put some backing vocals on. And when I wrote this song, I thought, I think I might be onto something with this songwriting caper. A few people liked it and got a bit of airplay. And it sort of inspired me to move to Melbourne because I was starting to play it on Triple R and I thought, well, I've clearly got a career here. And I sort of did for a while. And here's Your Heart on My Sleeve from the 1985 debut Steve Hoy album, Anticipation.
Not a great deal to be said for it. One more reader's reply in the true confessions of life. Case of looking lost for it, a broken heart. The story doesn't matter, but I was there at the start. With my tongue in your cheek, your heart on my sleeve. I thought it was forever, you asked me to leave. Lost like this, lost again. Room to let, soon to forget. Your heart on my sleeve, I'll shake it off, yeah. Not enough time in the day for this. You said you were sick of it, sick of the lies. A way of taking pains to cure the smiles. I knew I'd never walk up to you for those thousand miles. With my tongue in your cheek, your heart on my sleeve. Forever, you asked me to leave. Lost like this, lost again. Room to let, soon to forget. Your heart on my sleeve, I shake it off, yeah. It doesn't stick. The time doesn't heal any twisted trick, except for clocks and watches, maybe bones or wine. The best way to forget, never acknowledge the sign. With my tongue in your cheek, your heart on my sleeve. I thought it was forever, you asked me to. Lost like this, lost again. Room to let, soon to forget. Your heart on my sleeve, I'll shake it off, yeah. With my tongue in your cheek, your heart on my sleeve. I thought it was forever, you asked me to leave. Lost like this, lost again. I shake it off, yeah. I shake it off, yeah. I shake it off, yeah. I'm gonna shake it off, yeah. I'm gonna shake it off. I'm gonna shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. I'm gonna shake it off.
Yeah, this next song, Possession, was a song that I wrote probably in 1986 or something. I'd moved to Melbourne by then and I had a great band. We were playing around town when you could play regularly and getting out and about. It was a band, we were called Steve Hoy and the Hoy Boys. It was a name I'd brought from when I was living in Canberra. And believe it or not, one night Steve Hoy and the Hoy Boys were advertised on the same page as Cold Joy and the Joy Boys playing in Canberra. So I thought it was a good kind of country rockabilly sort of a name, and Daggy, and it was. But Possession was just a song I'd sort of been listening to, you know, like you always do, you listen to all sorts of stuff, but it was like I wanted to write a simple three-chord song that had a kind of bouncy sort of, I don't know if you can describe Lou Reed as bouncy, but it had that kind of thing, and it was also, it reminded me of a T-Bone Burnett's version of Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend, which we were playing at the time, so, you know, it was pretty straightforward where it might have come from, but it's a curious lyric. I see it now as basically tongue-in-cheek and stupid, but it was the title track of an EP that brought me to the attention eventually of Jerry Moss from A&M Records. So it was a good record. I think it sold in the single digits. But nevertheless, it got out there, and I was able to get a publishing deal with Rondor Music, and was able to move into another kind of tax bracket, I suppose, possibly where I had to pay tax, but not too much. This song is called Possession.
We'll be right back.
This song, The Perfect Disguise, was a song I was looking at the lyrics, listening to it again and wondering what I was on about. And then I listened to it again to make sure that the file was okay, and I realised, okay, it was basically a humorous song about getting drunk too often. And the good thing about this song was apparently, because I never really heard it, I think I heard it once, it was played a lot by the Breakfasters on 3RRR back in about 1987 or 88, I think. And I listened to it again. I thought, wow, we used to play like that, you know, and it was a very guitar-y, Stonesy kind of amphetamine sort of tempo. And it was amusing that I had to listen to it twice for it to make sense for me. And I wrote it. So this is The Perfect Disguise.
Cross the harbor.
this song, Where I Come From, appeared on that EP, Possession, that the last two songs were from. And it was decided that we would release it as a single. And it's where, around that time, I think we're talking about 1987, 1988, the EP, I remember, was released in 1987. And the version that was released as a single included Garrett Costigan playing sort of Steve Vai meets David Lindley lap steel. It was a pedal steel, but it was that sort of lap steel sound. We released it as a single, and it wound up on 3RRR's Also Used and Recommended, I think, along with people like, I think Chris was on there, Chris Wilson was on there, and another band who is still around, and I can't think, this is one of those problems of aging, shall we say. But yeah, it was a good cross-section of different stuff that 3RRR was playing back then. It was like a calling card for a lot of people as well. The version that I'm about to play was the re-recorded version that also became a single for a national audience that we recorded for the Life Next Door record. I'd mentioned Jerry Moss before, who was the M in A&M Records, who'd liked Where I Come From. And we recorded that in late 1989. In fact, I think it was like the day or the week that the Berlin Wall fell. So it was a very auspicious recording session. And it was a great band. I had Ricky Fattah playing drums. I had Larry Mahobrak playing a bit of a piano and Hammond. But on this version, Don Walker plays piano. Don had been a sort of a champion of mine and was going to produce some singles a little bit earlier, but I think some other stuff came up. So I worked with Mark Moffat, who sadly died late last year. It was a great studio collaborator, Mark, and a wonderful, wonderful guitar player. And this version of the song features Garrett and playing pedal steel, and Mark Punch playing guitar, and Graham Thompson playing bass. I think I've covered it. And my old friend Kevin Bennett is doing backing vocals as well. So this is Where I Come From.
What I left behind, surf, sun, steel and dirt, the nighttime shunting near the Gates Hotel, the grimy days talk, the beer and work. Well, the rattle of the railroad, right around and around, the bricks and steel, the noise you have to run yourself into the ground. Where I come from, it's as it was. We'll be right back.
This song, Rain Dance, was the first single from the Life Next Door album. In fact, it was recorded before it was agreed that I could make an album. So we had a couple of singles that we recorded, and Rain Dance was the first of those. And kind of, it got national airplay, which was lovely. It was through, it was distributed then through Festival Records. Well, I don't want to get into old record company politics, but Festival were great for me, and they really looked after me, and I was able to get it into the top 40 or something in Adelaide, and that meant, you know, continued recording. And on this song, I think it's Pete Luscombe is playing drums, Graham Thompson's playing bass, I'm pretty sure, Chris Stockley's playing guitar, Mark Moffat's in there somewhere, Garrett features with the pedal steel. It's a song that I thought, it's interesting because the version of Where I Come From you just heard, I decided that I wanted a vocal coach as a producer for some of the Life Next Door album. So, and that was, I thought when I listened to Rain Dance, it's almost a throwaway vocal against this pretty exciting band track. It kind of works. Listening to it now, it's okay. But I thought, okay. And so on Where I Come From, I had Ernie Rose engineer and produce me on that, which was it was one of those great lessons to work with somebody who'd worked with the best singers in the country and could really, really understand what I was, you know, what was trying to be said in the song and suggest different phrasing and even melodies for certain parts of the song. But Rain Dance, it's me on my own singing at Mark Moffat, and it's one of those songs that still streams for me, Rain Dance.
Seems to turn to sand. My own little desert, my
Hi, I'm Steve Hoy, and you're listening to And This One's Introduced By, where the artist introduces tracks from their album, here on 3CR. Just Can't Walk Away, which is the next song you're going to hear. It was the opening track on Life Next Door. Tells the tale of a romance gone elsewhere, people who just can't leave each other alone. And it was just great fun to play this song, and listening to it again recently, it's again, it features Garrett playing this pretty wild pedal steel in the outro and big guitars throughout, and pretty much the same lineup. I'm not sure, I'd have to look at the credits, and I don't know where they are of who was playing keys on this, but I think I was playing a lot of guitar. Mark was playing guitar. Maybe Chris Stockley was playing guitar on this as well. I'd have to check. Yeah, Just Can't Walk Away.
Just can't walk away. You just
Well, that was the A&M record, Life Next Door. A couple of years later, it was a record that did really well for me. You know, it ended up in the when these things kind of mattered. It was the Ages, and I think the Herald Sun's at the time, end of year best ofs. I was listed in there, and I was quite proud of that. The irony being that I was actually dumped from the record label due to various political changes and sales to other distributors and owners and all that sort of stuff. So it was kind of a bittersweet time, but I'd picked up a residency playing at the Esplanade, or the Espy as it's popularly known, back in 1991, and that was a Saturday Arvo gig, which was great, and was a killer band. I had Garrett Costigan, Ross Hannaford, Bruce Hames playing keys, a number of bass players, including Stewie Speed, Robbie Gapin, and Scotty Martin was playing drums, and we still play together. Great drummer from Adelaide originally, and he's become my go-to guy because he knows my songs better than me, probably plays closer attention to the arrangements. This song, Twisted, is a song that I sort of wrote as I remember it. I think it was a sort of a faux Daddy Cool song, and if you listen to it, there are some hand claps throughout it. I've got what I've called the Beer and Prawn Night Chorale, which included Ross Hannaford and I think Kai from the old Sing Sing Studios and a couple of other people standing around a mic singing mostly in tune. But Ross said, we've got to do the hand claps, which only recently I was able to hear the original master, like the original multi-tracks of Eagle Rock, and it has a separate clap track, if you will, and it sounds like people have been drinking for hours before attempting it, but it's all in time. But I guess that's what happens with a separate clap track. But this song has nothing to do with that clap track stuff. It's a song called Twisted, which is about domestic bliss. Twisted.
We can take, yeah, we've both been taken. Well, marriage is a curse, but divorce is worse, or am I mistaken? You don't know where it went. We both know the whole thing is bent. It's not broken, so don't fix it. It's just twisted. It's 11 p.m., we've been out since 10 and you're complaining. If it was the middle of a drought and there were clouds about, you'd hate it for rain. You don't know where it went, and we both know the whole thing is bent. It's not broken, so don't fix it, it's just twisted. We're just sealed with a kiss, we'd be gone. It's those little things make the lovebird sing now. Sing along. Every day the sun must shine. If your outlook ain't so fine, it's not broken, so don't fix it. It's just twisted. It's just twisted. It's just twisted. Well, now twist with me. Sealed with a kiss, we'd be gone. It's love. twisted. It's just twisted. It's just twisted. It's just twisted. It's just twisted. Let's twist again.
This next song, How Do You Make a Good Thing Last, is a sort of an end of an affair kind of song. It's different. The last few songs have been pretty electric R&B sort of stuff or something, guitar-y. This is more acoustic-based, but it's got some lovely steel from Garrett, just sort of doing little figures around the vocal. And it's quite a short track, but it sort of – I like the imagery. It was taken from a – it seemed to be an experience, you know, the late afternoon light through the living room curtain, and it sort of suggested this melancholy moment, I guess. But I think from memory, Bruce is on here. Bruce Hames might be playing some sweet piano like he was on Twisted. I listened to that track again preparing it, and the piano on there is fantastic. It was a great band. I was very lucky. One of the clues is always work with people better than you.
Late afternoon light through the living room curtain brings a vanishing feeling. What we got ain't certain. Not like it was when we didn't know better. Like when we poured our hearts in a 10-page letter. We share the time, we share the bills, like we share the silence that nearly kills. Between all of this and a change of heart, there must be a point of view that don't fall apart. Comes by so slow, and the world goes by so fast. How do you make a good thing last? You could be the one and I could be the other. We live together but don't know one another. Don't know when it got like this. I guess it's not gone till it's missed. Promises are made and promises are broken, and all the best words remain unspoken. If all my lucky stars formed a constellation, compared with you they're just a cancellation. Comes by so slow, and the world goes by so fast. How do you make a good thing last? Late afternoon light through the living room curtain.
This next song, Tenderness, is also an acoustic kind of a tune with a sort of, a low-key train sort of feel. It was funny when we were recording this, it was as a demo originally. We're over at Sing Sing Studio and Scotty's brushes died. It was from the drumming, you've got sticks and you've got brushes, you know, you see all the jazz guys with brushes if you're a listener who doesn't know what I'm talking about. But he had to get a rolled up Beat magazine and sort of split it at the end and turn it into a brush, which was, very resourceful. And I was trying to remember this fantastic Matt Gaydon song called Morning Glory, which you ever get a chance to hear, it's just superb. And it's got the wah-wah slide guitar that he introduced to the world on J.J. Cale's Crazy Mama. And after that was a hit, he was the in-demand guy in Nashville and L.A. to play wah-wah guitar. So he ended up on Kris Kristofferson records and Linda Ronstadt records. But he was also an uncredited guitarist on Blonde on Blonde. So this was a song that its chord progression was me trying to remember a song because I bought a wah-wah pedal and was trying to think about this slide wah-wah idea. Fortunately, on this track, you don't get to hear me do it. You get to hear Ross Hannaford play wah-wah on it. And it's a song that we still do. It's got some poignancy to it. A friend had it played at his stepfather's funeral, which I thought was really sweet. And I quite like the lyric in this one. This is called Tenderness.
I woke this morning, sound of an engine, like a warning. Swung the door open, not sure if I was dreaming or hoping, but you were gone. You said something, it was just one thing. You're still learning how to trust. Everybody wishes they weren't suspicious. Everybody counts on too much. Well, in this world, it can't make sense. You don't know what you'll do in self-defense. Left with prayers and forgiveness, you believe. Tenderness, 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 said something, it was just one thing. You're still learning how to trust. Everyday wishes become everyday problems. Everyday things get a little more rough. Say doors open when others close. What I can do without that thought? I spent time on someone else's money. It's all gone and I've been caught. To do in self-defense, left with prayer and forgiveness, you believe in tenderness. Well, in this world, won't make sense. You don't know what you do in self-defense, left with prayer and forgiveness. Tenderness, 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 tenderness.
This is The Things You Never Know, a song we were playing, as I said, we were playing a regular afternoon show at the ESPY, and we needed songs that would, you know, allow people to dance and have a good time and consume more alcohol. And this came out of an interest in some of that Texas shuffle blues sort of stuff that was around at the time. It's still around, of course, but Stevie Ray was, I think at this time, Stevie had passed, I think, in that terrible accident. But I'd got enamored with his guitar sound, like, you know, 8,000 other people, guitar players anyway, maybe a lot more than 8,000. Not that this has anything to do with that. There's a sound on this. It's an old pedal called a Shinai Leslie tone, which was supposed to be a Leslie tone, but it was called a Leslie tone. They exchange hands now for about $1,500, but the one I had, I think it cost me $100 from the swap shop back in the early 90s. And there was one day we were playing the ESPY, and I think Ross had one, Ross Hannaford had one. I had one, and I think Trev Reading, who was one of the great engineers and owners of Sing Sing Studios, had one. And I'm pretty sure there was one day we were all playing at the ESPY, all through this, all with our different versions of this pedal, that created this great Lonnie Mack kind of sound. And we still do this song. It's fun to play. And I played in the Hippos for a while when I was living in Sydney, going back to early part, like early 2000s. And we used to do this song as well. It's a fun song to play, and it's a fun song to dance to, I'm told. The Things You Never Know.
Like a lifetime ago, but memory plays so many tricks with what you think you know. We were almost still in love, we were fading fast and going down slow. Oh, those things you never know. Now I know this world don't promise anything except the fight to survive or the luck it might bring. Were you the luckiest part of this whole fight? Will I ever see you in a different light? Oh, those things you never know. Well, sometimes it makes me sweat, oh, the little thing that I forget. I feel I've been forgotten by everybody I just met. It's like this whole thing ain't even happened yet. Now all good things are coming to those who wait. I got a lonely feeling, it's getting too late. If I come back again, I'll be better then. I got my fingers crossed, I'm counting to ten. Oh, those things you never know.
This is my usual disguise from those SB Recorders sessions from 1996 with that great little bunch of friends, Spencer Jones, Karen Tolhurst, Chris Dockley, Ray Pereira, Harold Frith, Stewie Speed. It was a song I'd been mucking around with for a little while. I quite like the lyric on this one. Some other people, you know, a few people like this song. It's about you lose yourself sometimes. That's a line that appears in the song. But it's an amusing, I think an amusing lyric, and it's called My Usual Disguise.
Mistakes with money, love and lust, to another set of footprints in the dust. I've known more and way too much about losing my way or losing touch. So like every other fool who's been made wise, watching honest promises become unholy lies, I'm left with myself, my usual disguise. My usual disguise mightn't fool anyone. My usual disguise, that's what I've become. People come, people go, friends and lovers, others you know. You disappear from yourself sometimes, although you reappear a bit later for another cameo. And what you bring back might fit the size of all things you want to hide from your eyes. It's what it works. My usual disguise. You gotta build up enough of a path to get over the past that's gone. Hoping if it catches us, it won't throw you down. I can't tell if I'm getting tired or just getting old. I seem so far away from things I wanted to hold. It looked like a bunch of stories I'd forgotten I was told. So like every other fool been made wise, watching honest promises become unholy lies, I'm left with myself, my usual disguise. My usual disguise mightn't fool anyone. My usual disguise, that's what I've become.
Hi, I'm Steve Hoy, and you're listening to And This One's Introduced By, where the artist introduces tracks from their album, here on 3CR. This song is the Bayview Hotel, which I wrote back in about 1995. It was inspired by experiences of my own, but through a prism, sort of the possibility of some of the songs on Don Walker's great record, We're All Gonna Die. And I thought, well, I've got some stories I could probably put into that kind of semi-narrative sort of thing. And it's kind of fictional, but it seems like it's from real life, but it was done as a recording of some, ostensibly again, demos at the SB, at the back of the SB, in the old SB recorders, a studio that recorded a whole bunch of stuff, one of which was a live Tex Don and Charlie record. And this recording features Spencer P. Jones on electric guitar. You can just hear him a little bit. Chris Stockley playing mandolin. Karen Tolhurst playing dobro. The late and wonderful Stewie Speed playing upright bass. The great Harold Frith playing the drums. I'm not sure if Ray Pereira is playing percussion on this track. He might have set this one out. But that was the band I grabbed. I sort of basically was a bunch of friends I put together to see what we could come up with. Sort of acoustic-y, you know, I was just playing acoustic rhythm pretty much. I overdubbed an electric solo on another song. But by and large, it was all off the floor and, you know, the live with it routine. But I like this song, The Bayview Hotel. Still play it. And one day, who knows, it may be done in a super hi-fi way. The Bayview Hotel.
In a caravan park, in a tired part of town, pride bubbles up with memory, dissolves back down. The pension keeps him drinking and eating a little too. Foam got a radio and a very personal point of view. His eyes wander the room as his memories unfold, and he wonders out loud about the stories he's told. How his own life became a shadow with its own outer shell, like ghost crabs on the shoreline near the Bayview Hotel. Jackarooed in the 60s, northwestern Queensland. Worked the Gulf on a trawler, made more than he planned. But those horses rode off most of the money he made. So he worked till he got enough to get him home to Adelaide. Wound up selling dope to a cop in Hindley Street. Got 5 years parole to 3. He thought he'd done it sweet. Now he's in another state, beyond where he can tell. Like last drinks on a Friday night at the Bayview Hotel. Tape of a band he used to see. They played Saturday Arvos. You could hear them for free. He lived with a barmaid for 5 years or so. After the accident stopped him working, she had to let him go. The only one he loved but didn't know how to treat well. Everyone hears about it at the Bayview Hotel. Can you total up? How much sense can be made? How much can you kill off before your last card's played? All that you can take, all your opinions is fact. All the space is filled, all the defenses cracked. It's not a memory no more, just history is hell. He's looking like hell tonight at the Bayview Hotel. Thank you.
This next song, Lost My Way in a Bottle Shop, is kind of self-explanatory in some ways. I'm reminded that I debuted the song sometime, and a wag in the audience said, "Geez, it must have been a big bottle shop," because the opening line is, "I lost my way in a bottle shop 25 years ago," and it probably was a big bottle shop or a continuum of them. But this was recorded as part of a guy who'd approached me to do some recording for a course he was doing at an audio college. And he was a young guy I'd never met, but he used to do sound around town as well. And his whole project was to record a couple of tunes and in demo form and then in a releasable form and have a photo session and then film a live show. It was a whole package for him to get his course completed. And so Scotty Martin and Mark Ferry and I, who've been playing together a lot, well, for the last 5 or 6 years, maybe more. As I said, I've been playing with Scotty for a long time. And Mark, Scotty and I were part of Karen Tolhurst's Holy Mackerel Sunday afternoon Albert Park Yachting and Angling Club project from about 2013 through to, I guess, 2018, 2019. And 2018, I'm pretty sure. It was a sort of this floating lineup, a fortnightly band. So it was Karen, Ross Hannaford, Scotty, Mark and me, and variations. So Mark couldn't do it because he was still rock whizzing, I think, then. So Steve Hadley would play, or Scotty couldn't do it for some reason. We'd get in any number of other drummers, and different guitarists would come through. Ross wasn't available. It was guests like Wayne Burt did it. Chris Stockley did it. It was a great fun thing, Sunday afternoon, very loose, but built up quite an enthusiastic following. And so Mark, and when that kind of petered out, Scotty and Mark and I continued, and we played, some lonely nights at the Dogs Bar and some great nights at other bars. And we continued to do that. And this was, so we just threw this in, and we brought in our friend Greg Field to play fiddle on this track. Greg's a beautiful violin player and mandolin player, and he overdubbed his part in a secret location. It was kind of all mixed live and added a few bits and pieces to it. And this is I Lost My Way in a Bottle Shop.
My way in a bottle shop 25 years ago. I found a world of shrinking chances, but how much can you know? Happiness comes by the drop. Why in the hell would you want to stop? That's a while ago now. I don't want to know how much I can take before I let go. Tales have come true. Beat yourself up when they do. It's a lost cause on a beaten track. A wine glass moment that don't come back. But that's a while ago now. I don't wanna know how much I can take before I let go. I lost my way in a bottle shop 25 years ago. Town with little dividends, you dip into the creek that'll never end. The little glimpses of the little riches ain't worth the time you spend. Hey, that's a while ago now. I don't wanna know how much I can take before I let go. I lost my way in a bottle shop 25 years ago. Thank you.
Hi, Steve Hoy. You've been listening to a bunch of tunes that I selected from my catalogue, if you will, a catalogue which is readily available on all the major streamers, the ones that pay so well for all the artists who they're streaming. And thank you so much for listening, and thank you, Dr. Gonzo, for inviting me along.
Thanks for listening to an episode of And This One's Introduced By. I'm Dr. Gonzo, and I'll be presenting another artist with another album next time on This One's Introduced By. Catch you next time.
Hi, I'm Steve Hoy. Please support Community Radio 3CR. Get involved and find out more on the website at 3cr.org.au.